All right, we're in Daf Yud tonight. Shkalim Daf Yud. Let me get to the top. Okay, so I'll begin on the top line of the Gemara. If you remember in yesterday's Mishnah, we learned there was a there was a machloket whether we can use the Trumat Lishka to pay for the Shomrei Sfichin. In the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to plant, but they need to bring the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. The Omer is from the barley and Shtei Lechem from the wheat. So you need people to guard the tavua so the animals don't go over it, or if somebody wants to, somebody else wants to collect it, we can ask them nicely, do you mind leaving it so we have it for the Omer Shtei Lechem. So the Tana Kama says that the Shomrei Sfichin take their salary from the Trumas Halishka. In other words, they'll be paid from the Trumas Halishka to guard the barley and to guard the wheat. And the idea being that we Bedafka wanted to come, in other words, whatever this is should come from the tzibur. In other words, that the korban should be from the tzibur. Rabbi Yossi says, "Afarotzim and adev shomer chinam." Rabbi Yossi says, if a person wants to volunteer, he could. The Chachamim don't agree with him because they're concerned that the person, in terms of guarding, he may be zochet and it becomes his own property. And then if he gives his own property to the Beis HaMikdash, that'll be like private property going to the base of the Korban Tzibur. And the Chachamim said, don't you agree, it has to be Michel Tzibur. So the Machloket is, welcome Robert, we're on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, 10a in Shkalim. So again, just to repeat, we said that we had a Machloket in yesterday's Gemara, whether we can pay the Shomri Sfichin, the people who are going to guard the barley and the wheat for the Omer and Shtei Lechem from the Truman Alishka. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to pay them, they can volunteer. But the Chachamim were concerned that if they volunteer, they might be zoche and acquire it themselves. And even though they would transfer it over to the tzibur, that for the korban tzibur, it can't be that way. Whereas the Chachamim hold, apparently, and this is the way I think Rabbi Simon Wolf was explaining it today, that it has to come from the machziot shekel. In other words, everything has to come from the machziot shekel. Not that somebody's transferring over property to the whole tzibur. Okay, so I'm going to do a piece of Gemara and then we'll pause and we'll see what's going on, okay? So Yud Amud Aleph, 10a, the top line, okay? So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to bring in a different topic and connect it to our Mishnah, so you got to be patient with this, okay? So the Gemara says, Ma'raz manatik konim va'am lihimanot. Why was this special? There's a Mishnah, Masechet Tanit, it says there are certain Yamim Tovim, there are 9 days of Yamim Tovim that for individuals, and it turns out the Gemara is going to explain that their families gave the wood for the Beis HaMikdash when they had come back from Galus Bavel. So wood was a high commodity item in Eretz Israel, and these families, then they were mostly Kohanim, they donated, and then afterwards that became a Yantav for the family. So Ma'raz Manatze Kohanim Va'am Limanot, when they came from Galus, they didn't find wood in Lishka, and it means there was no wood in the Beis Hamikdash to use for the fire for the Mizbeach. So these individual families contributed their own wood and gave it over to the Tzibur, the Karumihen Korbanot Tzibur, and they were able to offer the Korbanot Tzibur based on the wood. So the Nevi'im amongst them, and the Korban Aida brings down, you have Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, he says Ezra, Nehemiah. The Nevi'im amongst them, he said, Shafil Lishka, Malaya Eitzim, Abdu Elubin, and Abu Eitzim, Mishalatzman, Shoyi Korban Mekarevi, Elam Mishalahen, Tchila. That if at a later point in time they'll have lots of wood, but these people want to contribute wood, we'll take their wood. So the point being that from that, it sounds like you could take your private offering. In other words, here they were all private owners of the wood, and they're giving it over to the tzibur. So we said in the Mishnah that gufa we thought was the machloket between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. The Tana Kama holds that you can't make a private contribution for the tzibur. The tzibur has to be brought with the machziot shekel. And Rabbi Yossi says no problem with that. So here it sounds like you could. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yacha, Rabbi Yosahi, he says, so Rabbi Yaakov says, in Achinami, that Mishnah that we just read, it follows Rabbi Yosa, apparently the same as Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. He says, the Rabbi Yosa Omer, Afrobotzim in Adev Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yossi says that if a person wants to volunteer to be a Shomer on the wheat and on the barley, he could do that, and we're not afraid that he'll be Zoch and give it over to the Tzibur. So that's the first answer. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila divrei akoli. The second answer is Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila says no, it's libet kuli alma. Everybody could subscribe to that Mishnah in Masechet Tanit. He says ma pligin beguf shel korban. What's the machlok between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in our Mishnah? That's the actual offering itself. The offering itself is either the barley, the wheat, or any other korban in the animal. So there they have a disagreement. Can a private person give it over to the tzibur? And the Chachamim say no, and Rabbi Yossi says yes. He says aval b'machshire korban kolama modai shehu Mishtana Korban Yachid, the Korban Tzibur. When it comes to Machshirim, the preparatory stages, and the Gemara takes it to the wood that you're going to use to as fuel, that's preparatory. That's not the actual Korban itself. That somebody's going to assist you with the offering the Korban. Everybody there agrees that I could bring from the Tzibur I can bring from the Yachid and give it to the Tzibur, and I'm good with that. So according to that idea, which is it's a different Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila, he's an Amara. We have the Tana Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, that's one person. And a different person, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila, is the Amora. He says that everybody would subscribe to the idea that I could take wood or like a preparatory object and an individual and give it to the tzibur. We're going to do some other examples and then I will pause another 10 lines, okay? So the Gemara says, Tani, now this is, we learn, 1 minute, 1 second. Yeah, this is a brisa. So let's go back. So Tani Isha Sha'asta Ketonet Livna. So if a woman made a ketona is like a tunic, like a jacket. It's one of the big day kahuna. I don't know why the article said the mother, the Kohen Gadol, makes it for him. I don't know why it has to be the Kohen Gadol. I looked at some other farm, they just said Kohenim in general. Every Kohen has a ketona, so I don't understand why they would, why would have to be the Kohen Gadol. So in other words, the mother of a Kohen makes it like the jacket for her son, Ksheira, that's Kasher, Uvach, to surround the Tzibur. She has to give it over to the Tzibur. There's a question whether Belev Shalem, she would give it over to the Tzibur, but in Achinami, the Tana, the Bryce says that you're fine if she gives it over to the Tzibur. So Am Rabbi Acha, the Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afarosim, and Adev Shomer Chinam. So Rabbi Acha says that Bryce follows Rabbi Yossi. We had Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. He holds that a private individual can give something over to the tzibur, and even though like the son is going to wear the ketonet, but it has to belong to the tzibur. The big day kahuna is that would give that there was the kuna tamaleim when the big day maleim kuna tamaleim when they're wearing the begadim, they're able to do the avoda. So the because he holds that an individual could give something to the tzibur. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Re'ila divrei akolhi. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Re'ila says that price could be a libet kuli alma. He says ma pligin. What is the machloket in our Mishnah or in general between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? He says begufo shel korban, the korban itself. In other words, if I have the omer, the shtei alechem, or I have a sheep, whatever, and I own it personally and I want to give it over to the tzibur, so it's a machloket whether I could do that or not. He says aval machshire korban, but machshire korban, that which enables the korban to be brought. In this case, the big day kuna we're going to view is machshire korban. Kol ama modai shehu mishtana korban yakel, the korban tzibur. Everybody would agree you could do that. So here we had another example. So we had the earlier mishnah about the korban eitzim, the wood that was donated in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and we had the machloket there. And then we said that according to Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Ila, since the machshire korban, everybody agrees they could give it. And here we have about the ketonet and the chinami, everybody would agree that you could do that as well, according to this pshat. Now, the Gemara, a third case. The Gemara says, Manita pligi al Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, all right. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that's going to be a question. Again, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ila, they said the machshirei korban, everybody agrees they could go forward with. And there's going to be, we assume that the wood was machshirei korban. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question against that. Let me stop for a second and take some questions first. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far tonight? Anybody?
What is the difference between donating the half shekel and bringing your own wood?
Isn't
the premise the same?
Okay, I got the question. So the machshir shekel, that's like the public funds. And with those public funds, then we're going to buy things for the tzibur. With the public funds, we're going to buy for the tzibur. That's the idea. Apparently, the Gemara takes it, if I give an individual item, You see, the Gemara is mechulak on, we said we were mechalik already between, like, if I give an individual lamb, and it's my lamb, and I give this over to the tzibur, here's my gift to the tzibur, so the Gemara takes it that that's not something that I could do, or it's that's the point, that seems to be a point of dispute. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, I could do that, but according to Chamim, I can't do that. You said, what's the difference between the money and the object? The difference would be that the money is that which the Torah tells me that I can give the money this way and convert the money. But also, the money isn't actually being brought as the korban. In other words, the korban is the actual item itself. I don't know what more to say than this, Robert. I don't know what more to say. That's the best I have with it. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let's see further. Now the Gemara has a kasha from the following braisa. Manita pligia Rabbi Yossi. Now, when we said Rabbi Yossi, I mean this is the Amora, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ila, he says that the wood is machshirei korban, and everybody agrees the wood a person could donate to the base of Mikdash. So we're going to learn that there's the Bryce we think is mechulak with him. The Bryce says, Otana yamim noagin b'shat korban, shlo b'shat korban. Those days, this is like, I think it's from Megillas Tanis. In other words, those days, there were like 15 days that were yamim tovim for those families, because those were the days that their forebears had given money to the Beis HaMikdash. So on those days, they wouldn't fast, they wouldn't have a hesped, God forbid if there's a funeral. That's a whole yantiv for them. So he says, those days were yantiv for them, whether it's shat korban, shlo b'shat korban, when the korbanot are being brought or not being brought. He says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't a noagin el b'shat korban b'vad. Yossi says, no, they were only yantovim like this when the Beis HaMikdash stood. For Od, now from that price that we think, from the fact that they're having this whole yantiv, like in other words, like a whole yantiv is being created for them, we don't think to get a whole yantiv because you get a machshirei korban. You get a whole yantiv because you gave a korban. That's what we think. Then the Gemara says, v'od min hada. In addition to which, we can ask from the following brayse that the Tanya, Amr Blazib Reb Sadok or Bey Rebbe Sadok, Ani Yiti Bimnei Sana Ben Binyamin. I was from the son of Sana Ben Binyamin. I was from one of those families that had one of those yamim tovim. And this is talking about after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So it was during the time Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av was not a fast day, it was a Yantiv. So now after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av came out on a Shabbos, so it got pushed over to Sunday. We would fast the beginning of the day, but we didn't complete the fast because that was our Yantiv. So that sounds like it wasn't a machshir for a korban, it was a korban itself. So again, there's different ways to learn this Gemara. There's another way to learn it as well, but based on a different girsa. Based on the girsa we have and sustaining this girsa, it sounds like the Gemara is slugging up the idea that the wood is a machshir for a korban. The wood indeed is a korban itself. That's the way the Gemara is ending up. So since the korban itself, our hesber that was falling out the wayside. So we had this hesber. We said there was a difference between with the wood to say that maybe that was just a machshir for a korban, and everybody would agree with that. So it, the way the Gemara is ending up now, the with this girsa is saying no, that only goes with Rabbi Yossi. It doesn't go with the Chachamim. Doesn't shlim ois with the Chachamim. All right. Let me see what else I have with the Ketonet. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? All right. I'm going to move on. All right. We're at the two dots. Okay. We're midway down the column on Yud Amud Aleph. All right. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says, "Ha'omer shtei lechem lechem apanim v'chol korbanot tzibur." We said the omer, which is the offering of barley that's made on the second day of Pesach, shtei lechem, these two loaves of bread that are brought on Shavuot with these lambs that are brought on. It's the shalmei tzibur, an usual korban. He says lechem apanim, the show bread, and all the korbanot tzibur, all the korbanot from the tzibur come from Ma'aseh Shekel. Now, the Gemara has a statement here. It's in parentheses. Parentheses means usually take it out. And it comes up later in the Gemara, but it says, Manita to Rabbi Shmuel. It says, our Mishnah apparently goes, and the Gemara will explain this later on, like the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the Shmuel Amar in Omer Ba Minha Syria. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Omer can't come from Syria. Syria is one of those areas that David HaMelech conquered, but it doesn't have the Kedusha of Eretz Israel. So it means the Omer can't come from Chutz La'aretz. So we'll explain how this fits in with our Mishnah in a little bit. And some take the whole line out. In other words, some say it doesn't belong here, it belongs later on. So the Gemara says, Taman Taninan. We learn in the Mishnah over there. So this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Masechet Menachot. So Tamat Taninan, Kol Korbanot Yachid Vatzibur, that all the Korbanot Yachid or Tzibur, whether an individual or a Tzibur, is offering a Korban, Bayim Min Ha'aretz Min Chutz La'aretz, can be brought from Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz. In other words, whether the animal came or the mincha came from Chutz La'aretz, anything can come from Chutz La'aretz. Min HaChadash Min HaYashan, it can be from Chadash or Yashan. Chadash is the Tvua that has taken root. It means it took root. And then you'd have to say, like, in other words, when the Shtei Lechem is brought, what he's calling Chadash, it means that it was that it took root, and then the Shtei Lechem came, and now permitted it to be used. He says, in other words, outside the base of Mikdash, Omer is Matir the Chadash. The Korban Omer, after you bring the Omer, you can eat the Chadash, the wheat that is taken. That had taken root beforehand. So the Omer is Matir that for outside Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Shtei Alechem, which is brought in Shavuot, is Matir the Chadash. So he says, so the Mincha offering could be Min HaChadash Min Yashan, Chutz Min HaOmer Shtei Alechem, Shein Banil Min HaChadash, except for the Omer Shtei Alechem. Omer and Shtei Alechem, by definition, have to come from the Chadash. He says, Umin HaAretz, and they have to come from Eretz Yisrael. So here, this Mishnah, Masechet Menachot, it says, Mefurash, the Omer and Shtei Alechem, have to be from that which grew in Eretz Israel. So Rav Huna, B'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, the Rabbi Shmuel, he said, Rav Huna, the name of Rabbi Yirmiya said, that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel will marry an Omer Ba Min HaSuria. Then Rabbi Shmuel says that the Omer can't come from Syria. He can't come from Syria. He can't come from anywhere in Eretz Israel. Because even Syria, even though Syria was conquered by David HaMelech, it can't come from there. And you see Mefurish that the Omer can't come from Chutz La'aretz in the Mishnah Masechet Menachot. Then the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, we learn a Mishnah Masechet Kalim. Esrei Kedushot Hain, there are 10 levels of Kedusha. He says, Eretz Yisrael Mekudesha Mikul HaRatzot. Eretz Yisrael is holier than all the other lands of the world. Umay Kedusha Toh, what's its Kedusha? Shemvim Mimena HaOmer VaBikur Mushtei Lechem. We bring the Omer is from Eretz Yisrael, the Shtei Lechem is from Eretz Yisrael, and Bikurim come from Eretz Yisrael. He says, Masha'im Mevien Kein Mikul HaRatzot. We don't bring it from any other land. What are those items? So the Gemara says, Reb Chia or Reb Huna, B'shem Reb Yirmiya, Reb Shmalhi, that this seems like it's, let me see which Gersa he has here. Here they have Reb Chia, but all right. So Reb Chia, B'shem Reb Yirmiya, who do we have before? We had Reb Huna, B'shem Reb Yirmiya before. All right, then we have Bayes here. One second. Yeah. Yeah, so, all right, anyway, so Reb Chi B'Shem Reb Yirmiya, the Rabbi Shmuel, he's Reb Chi, the name Reb Yirmiya says, this Mishnah goes like Reb Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Eina Omer Ba Min HaSuria. So we had two Mishnayot, and each Mishnah, it corroborates the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem have to come from Eretz Israel. That's where we're at right now, all right? Now the Gemara brings the third one. He says, Taman Taninan, now over there we learn in the Mishnah, let me get where this Mishnah is. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Shviat. So let's see back. So the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma Charish Rishud Av Katsir Rishud. This is actually the Kriyas Torah that we have tomorrow. Tomorrow morning is in the end of Shmot, with Psalachan, Parshas Kitisa, and this Pasuk will have in tomorrow's Kriya. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so it says, Ba Charish Uva Katsir Tishbot, that you should cease labor with plowing and reaping. Now, one shot, this question, what it's talking about, it could be talking about Shabbos, it could be talking about Chol HaMoed, it could be talking about Shemitah, but we'll say it's talking about Shabbos. So this would be an example. Again, there are very few malachot that are mentioned in the Torah that you can't do on Shabbat. We know it from Chazal, it's the 39 malachot that are, you know, prohibited in the Mishkan, but here are two malachot that, at least according to one interpretation, the Torah explicitly mentions you can't do. It says, Bacharish uvakatsir tishbot. You have to cease, you can't do plowing, and you can't do reaping on Shabbat. That's what the Torah says. So the drasha is, Ma charish rishud av katsir rishud. We never see a mitzvah in the Torah to plow. So plowing, by definition, is something volitional on your part. So that which the Torah prohibits is volitional plowing. So too, the katsir is rishut. So only the katsir, which is a volitional, like you could do it or not do it as you choose. Yet sa katsir ha'omer shuhi mitzvah. So this would exclude the katsir ha'omer, meaning if the second day of Pesach comes out on a Shabbat, not like this year, but it would have to be that, I don't know if it could work out with our luach, and it would have to be the first day of Pesach was on a Friday. So I don't know if that works out with our luach, But when they were Mekadosh L'Pi Levana, it could have happened. So the second day of Pesach is on a Shabbos, so they have to cut the Omer on Motzei Shabbat, on Motzei Yantiv, which would be Shabbat. On Friday night, they'll cut the Omer. So even though it's normally a Malachi, not to do Malach on Shabbat, this Malachi you're allowed to do. Okay, that's Ad Kan is the Mishnah, is this Mishnah from Masechet Shviat. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Kedaite to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is following his own Shita here. In other words, here it says Rabbi Shmuel says this. So Rabbi Shmuel is following his own Shita. How so? Rabbi Shmuel to Amor in Omer Bam in Asuria. He says, Rabbi Shmuel holds the Omer can't come from Chutz La'aretz. He says, Kedaite da Amar Yitzhak Tzir HaOmer Shehi Mitzvah. And he also holds that the Tzir HaOmer, which is the mitzvah, you're allowed to do. Now, there's different ways to explain these two lines. So way number one would be like this, to say that he holds that the Omer can't come from Chutz La'aretz. If the Omer came from Chutz La'aretz, the implication would be that the reaping would not have to be done on the day that the Omer is brought. If the Omer is brought from Chutz La'aretz, then I would reap it before the day that it's brought, because it takes longer to get it there. So the fact that he says the Omer has to be from Eretz Yisrael, that fits in with the idea that the Omer is Docha Shabbos. That's one way to understand it. All right. The other way to understand it, and that's what we wanted to prove, that the Omer is Docha Shabbos. The other way we could say is that since the Omer can't come from Chutz La'aretz, so it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. So if it's Eretz Yisrael and it's a Shemitah year, so then one pshat is, so it's hard to quite understand why this is so, is like reaping the Omer, the Gemara takes it would be a violation of the Dinim of Shemitah. So reaping the Omer would be a violation of the Dinim of Shemitah, but notwithstanding that it's a violation of the Dinim of Shemitah, I still go ahead and do it. In the same way, I would reap it on Shabbat, even though it would otherwise be a violation. All right, that's what we're up to right now. One second. All right, now let me just do another five lines, then I'll pause. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mantana Shomrei Sfichid, So the Gemara says, who's the Tana or Mishnah who holds that the people who guard the Omer, the barley, and they're guarding the barley, the animals don't trample it, other people don't take it. So who are these people? Whoever the people are, they get their salary from Truma Salishka. So Rabbi Shmuel, that follows Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, he's identifying the Tana Kam of our Mishnah. In other words, in our Mishnah, it just says, Shomrei Sfichin, B'shviyat notlin schar mitrum and alishka, doesn't say who the Tana is, but the Gemara says the Tana has to be Rabbi Shmuel. He says, and this is how it relates to our Mishnah. He says, I'm Rabbi Yosa. So in other words, the same Rabbi Shmuel who holds that that the things can't be imported from Chutz La'aretz, they have to be from Eretz Yisrael. So in the Shemitah year, he's going to hold, they have to be guarded, and Mamela, they're going to pay the guards. That's what he's saying. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Devrei Kolhi. He says, so Rabbi Yossi says, no, it could be a leave to everybody. In other words, even according to the Tzad that holds that it could be from Chutz La'aretz. If in the Chutz La'aretz, Shemitah is not knowing in Chutz La'aretz. So I don't need guards to guard the Tavua in Chutz La'aretz. So it sounds like our mission is going like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the Omer had to come from Eretz Israel. So Am Rabbi Yosa Divrei Akoli. So Rabbi Yosa, this is the Amor Rabbi Yosi, says it could be everybody. Lo Mitzah Obasuria Mevino Tan Misfichan Shever Israel. Because everybody would agree, if we don't have appropriate barley to bring from Syria, we would bring from Eretz Israel. So I still need to be people to have, you know, to be guarding it. Okay, let me just summarize what we did, and then we'll take it and go forward. So the basic idea we learned that according to the Tan Rabbi Shmuel, the Omer and Shtei Lechem have to come from Eretz Yisrael. That was the basic Yisod. And we learned a number of Mishnayot that said it that way. And we said that it was going like Rabbi Shmuel. And then we also had a sheet in our Mishnah that you're allowed to pay the Shomrei Sfichin, the people who are guarding these shoots in the Shemitah year. So that must be like Rabbi Shmuel, because if I hold it from outside of Eretz Yisrael, then I don't need any guards for it. I'm fine. So the Gemara says, no, it could even be like the opinion that holds it can come from outside of Eretz Israel, But as a fallback measure, if you don't have people, you know, if it's not available in outside of Eretz Yisrael, in other words, maybe you want to look there, but if you can't find what you're looking for outside of Eretz Yisrael, so the fallback, you want to have a place in Eretz Yisrael, and it could be, according to the Tzad, that it could be from Chutz Laaretz. Okay, who's your questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far?
Is that the only three reasons that the Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha, is the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, and the Kura?
One minute. Did we say, I don't know, I don't think we gave it with the three reasons. In one sentence, let me back in the Mishnah. No. The Gemara said that Eretz Yisrael was Mekudesh Mikul HaRatzot, that Eretz Yisrael has holier than all the lands. And how is that Kedusha demonstrated? So because of the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, and the Bikurim only come from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, that's a sign that it's more Mekudesh than any other land. That's what I take it. All right? Are you okay?
But I mean, it's more Mekudesh because of a lot of reasons. Other than that, no?
In other words, it is Mekudesh, but how do you see its Kedusha? In other words, no. How is its Kedusha, you know? How is it demonstrated? How can I have a Raya Mukhrechet that Eretz Yisrael is holier than all the other lands? So here its holiness comes to the fore in a tangible halacha. That's what I think he's saying. All right. Anything else? All right. Everybody good? Okay, you're good, Robert, Yosef, David. All right, I'm going to move on. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Wasn't
Robert.
The Kedusha derived from the fact that Hashem told Avraham that this
right,
was
right,
going to be?
It does. It's true. But now you're saying it's Kadosh. So what does that mean?
You know, I think my response to Arthur would be that he's putting the horse before the cart. It's really, you know, the land is holy, and therefore these particular items have to be in Israel because Israel's holy. One didn't cause the other.
Wait, in other words, because
the way Arthur, maybe I misunderstood. I thought Arthur said that Eretz Yisrael is holy because of these particular two things, as opposed to the two things having to be in Israel because Israel was already holy.
All right. I think you got it right, Robert. Okay. Let's see further. All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. Now, all right. Now, we said so everybody agrees, like, if I need the Omer from Eretz, the Sfichim are like the aftergrowths. They grow on their own. I can harvest the aftergrowths in the Shemitah year for the Omer. So now the Gemara has a related question. Let me find the place. Okay, we're up to Hahein Omer. Hahein Omer, Maushi Zerabat Chila. Now, just like you're telling me that I can like reap the Omer in the Shemitah year because I need to get the barley, can I plant? Can I do what should otherwise be a violation of Din Shemitah to plant the Omer in the Shemitah year? He says, Rabbi Chia Bar Ada, Baikumi Rabbi Mana, Lo Nimsa Kikometz Al Shiraim Sheinan Nechalin. So he says, look, if I do that and I plant this barley, so when I do the kmitza is when the Kohen takes not a fistful. You see my hand here? Look at my hand, everybody. Robert, you see my hand? This is the kmitza. So when he does the kmitza, there's shiraim. All the other barley is the shiraim that's left over. So wouldn't the shiraim be prohibited to be eaten because it's in violation of the dinim of Shemitah? So he says, mekomisal shiraim shenen echalim. So we don't think that would be good. So amar lein, nasek chamisha dvarim shein baim betuma vein echalim betuma. So he says, no, look, if we look in halacha, there are five things that can be brought in a state of tumah. In other words, if the tumah hutra b'tzibur, if the tzibur is tameh, I can nevertheless bring certain offerings in a state of tumah, even though I can't eat it because it's tameh. So nevertheless, I can still bring the korban in a state of tumah. So this would be like the korban pesach in a state of tumah, right? So if everybody was in a state of tumah, so we wouldn't be able to eat that korban because it's being brought in a state of tumah, but we nevertheless could bring it. So that's the question. All right, but the Gemara leaves it at that point. No, next. Kesad hu oseh. Now, the Gemara says, how do I work it out with the money? So I want to pay the shomrim. How do I work out the mechanics? I have the machzir shekel, and I want to pay the shomrim with it. Now, the thing is that the money has a kedusha to it, but I have to deconsecrate the money. So the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gizbar is going to like borrow money from the Shulchani. The Shulchani is the money changer. He says, in other words, let's say I need $1,000 to pay the Shomrim. So I'm going to take $1,000 from the Shulchani, but obtain the Kotsrim and the Shomrim, and I'm going to abuse it to pay the people who are reaping and the people who are guarding it. He says, Achlo Yikrav HaOmer, and before the Omer is brought. Umivi Maut Mitrumat Alishka. Then I take money from the Trumas Alishka, Umachalin Alav, and then in other words, now I have the object. Here I have the pile of barley. Here I have the money from Trumas Alishka. So the money has a kedusha with it. The kedusha, I want to transfer the kedusha to the barley, which is what that said has to work. In other words, the object, the kedusha has to go that way. Then the money will become deconsecrated, and then I can give the money to the Shulchani. So then I'm going to take the money. Now that I've got the object, I have, like you'd say in law of the race, now I have the object. So now the kedusha can be transferred to the object. Let's see. So the Gemara says, V'tavut Kain, is that good to do it that way? Rabbi Acha, let me see what he has here. One second. Yeah. Is that the way to do it? Now, he says, he says like this, they're going to start off with three of barley, but they're going to be winnowing it down to a tenth of it. So the amount of barley, when you're left with this, that's actually going to be brought as a korban is a small, small amount. So he's asking how appropriate it is to deconsecrate all this money when you're being left with a very small amount. He says, "V'tavut kain, so Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Ba, koma shi'tein, hin hin davav misha rishona." He wants to say whatever money was involved, we're only focused on the end result. So even though I'm taking, let's say, $1,000, it's saying that is the value of the portion that's going to be used in the avoda, and that's the way we'll deconsecrate the money. All right, that's the basic idea. Let me do one more piece, which is similar to this piece, and then I'll pause and take some questions. Tana taught a braisa up at Fitchei Avanim Kain. Fitchei Avanim, like stones, the stone workers, they also did this something similar. I take money from the money changer. He says, and I give it to the people who quarry the stones and the people who chisel the stones. Before, they put the stones on the row of bricks, whatever, they're masons. And once it's on this row of stones, I take money from Trumas Lishka, and then I say that the kedusha was in this money is deconsecrated on the stones, and then I'll pay back the Shulchani. So the Gemara says, "V'tavut kain, is it appropriate to do that? Like the stones you have left is only like a portion of what you had originally. You're going to be, you know, chiseling away and making it smaller." So Rabbi Yossi, Bei Rabbi Bun, B'shem Shmuel, Kumashi Tain Hein Hein Dameha, turn page, Hein Hein Dameha. That's it. Misha Rishona. Those are, in other words, the money that's there is just for the end result, not for the original stones. So what the Gemara is basically saying is the Machzir Shekel have a level of Kedusha. In other words, they're designated for the Korban Tzibur. So I want to use it to pay the workers. So I can't just pay workers with money which is designated for the Korban Tzibur. So the Gemara says, I'll withdraw the money from the bank, so to speak. I'll borrow the money from the Shulchani. I'll pay the workers with that money, which is deconsecrated money, or not deconsecrated. This money was never consecrated. Then when I have this like finished product, this all this barley, and I'll say the money is deconsecrated on the barley, and then the money will be chulin, and then I pay the money to the Shulchani. And the same thing with the stone workers. So the idea is that even though I'm left with a small portion from what I began with, but the idea is that's the thing with the true value. That end result is the thing with the true value, and the same thing with the stones. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
So the Shulchani guys are putting up the money up front for you?
Right, that's correct.
Got it.
All right, anybody else? That's it. All right, let me go further. All right, so now we're up to the next Mishnah. Everybody with me? So, Manitin. So the para is the paraduma. In other words, the money to pay for the paraduma that comes from Truma Salishka. If you remember, there's a famous Gemara in Masech Kiddushin, how the Chachamim came and they wanted to pay $1,000,000 to Dama ben Natina because he was a non-Jew and he had a paraduma, red heifer. So the money for that comes from Truma Salishka. Sir Mishaleach is the goat that's being thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. That also comes from Truma Salishka. And the Shon Shel Zohorit, that's the, he says, the strip of red wool. Now, this strip of red wool is talking about with the para aduma. There's a strip of red wool which is thrown in to the fire when you're burning the para aduma. That all comes from Truma Lishka. Kevesh para. Now, the ramp that they would build for the para, that they would take the para aduma from the base of Mikdash and bring it over to the Har Zaitim, called Har Mishka. And they had to do all these chumras to make sure nobody was Tameh, and we were concerned for Tumas at home. And Besach HaKol, they would build this bridge to avoid all Tuma. So Kevesh Para, the Kevesh Seir Mishleach, they would also build like a bridge or a ramp for the Seir Mishleach. He said, the Gemara says, the Bavliim, the Jews from Babylonia, would be like ripping at the hair of the Seir Mishleach, and they didn't want them to do that, so they built this bridge. He says, Ulashon Shebein Karnav, and there's like a crimson wool that goes between the horns of the Seir Mishleach, the Amaramayim. Amaramayim is this irrigation canal that was in the base of Mikdash. The walls of the city and its towers, V'chol Tzarchei Ha'ir, Bayin Mishiari Elishka. All of those items come from Shiari Elishka. Shiari Elishka is that which I, in other words, I'm withdrawing money from the Machzor Shekel to use three times a year. I take and withdraw money. But I'm leaving other money in the Lishka. So the money I'm leaving in Lishka is Shiari Lishka. So those items will come from Shiari Lishka. Abba Sha'ul Omer, Kevesh Para Konim Gdolim Osim Mishalatzman. Abba Sha'ul says that when it comes to the ramp for the Para Duma, the Konim Gdolim would pay out of their own pocket. Motar Shiari Lishka, Mayu Osim Bahen. Now the Motar Shiari Lishka is, let's say I took out those three boxes three times a year. Let's say I had money left over in those boxes. So the Motar Shiari Lishka, what do they do with that money? Lochim behen yenot shmani muslatot v'haseich v'haschar lehekdesh divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So they would purchase wine, oil, and fine flour and sell it to people who need to bring, you know, different, bring nesachim and bring korbanot, and they would make money on it. And so the sakhar, so they would make money off the money. So the profit would also be put back go back to Hekdesh, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Amos Takrim, Mishal Hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we don't do that. Like the Chazal teaches, Ein Aniyah B'Makom Ashirut, but there's no poverty with his wealth. In other words, the base of Mikdash represents wealth. We don't want to, like, you know, five and dime with the money for the base of Mikdash. It's like beneath the dignity of the base of Mikdash to do that. And he says, Af lo Mishal Aniyim. And also with the money for Aniyim. In other words, I can't take money which has been earmarked for Aniyim and then invest the money to so the Ani gets more. Meanwhile, the Ani doesn't have any money. And also, you could lose the money that way. Motar Hatruma Mayo Sinba. So the Motar Hatruma is again like the leftover that was left over in the boxes. That's Motar Hatruma, right? One second. Yeah. So Motar Hatruma, I withdrew the coins, but I didn't use them all up. Motar Hatruma Mayu Osinba. They would use it to like buy gold to keep the gold, the plate at the floor and the walls, the Kodesh Kadashim. So I would use it for that. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Motar HaPeirot, Kate Samizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel says, Motar HaPeirot means, Rabbi Shmuel before said that they go into a business selling wine and fine flour, and even though it was subject to Machloket Tanayim, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's the business that the base of Mitzvah should be in. So Motar HaPeirot, because Motar HaPeirot means like the income, left over from the income, that goes for Ketzah Mizbeach. Ketzah Mizbeach is the dessert of the Mizbeach. When the Mizbeach, we had downtime, nobody bring Korbanot, so we want always Korbanot to be brought, so we have money for it. Motar Truma, L'Klei Sharet. Now, Motar Truma, again, the leftover from the Truma, from the money you withdrew, goes for a clay sharet. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Motar Truma, the Kei Samizbeach. Rabbi Kiva says, Motar Truma goes for a Kei Samizbeach. Motar Nesachim, the clay sharet. Motar Nesachim means, let's say the base of Mikdash contracts out to people to supply nesachim for the year, and then the price of nesachim goes down, so they're going to give us, you know, like a little bit more back to us. So motar nesachim goes for klei sharei. Rabbi Chananya Skana Konim Omer, motar nesachim iketz hamizbeach, motar atruma klei sharei. Zebzeh lo you modim v'peirod. Now means these two, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina ben Taradion, what's his name? Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim didn't agree about this idea about payrot, making money for the Yainot, the Yainot, and then Slatot. All right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah?
So how many different leftovers are we talking about?
So you have really, you have well, we had in the Mishnah several items. First, we have money that's left over, the Shiari Elishka. Money that's left over.
What is that?
In other words, you have a chamber in the base of Mikdash with all the Masiyot right. HaShekel, and we make withdrawals 3 times a year from there.
Correct.
But I leave money that's left behind there. That's
the original
Lishka.
The original box.
In other words, the original funds that were deposited in Elishka, so there's money left over there that, remember, was covered with the leather covering. So that's Shiari Elishka. Then I have the boxes that I withdrew. I drew three boxes.
Okay.
So I have that. If that money's left over, that's motar hatruma. That's left over from that which was designated for the machzir shekel. And then the third case we had were that he said the shari lishka, they would, according to, I think Rabbi Shmuel said, with shari lishka they would buy these yenot shmano slatot. They would buy wine and oil and sold it and sell it and then make more money with that, and then that's also motar ha-payrot. That's motar ha-payrot. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let's keep moving. All right. So the Gemara says kevish para b'chuli. We mentioned about this ram for the paraduma. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonatan. He says there are three like strips of red wool that are used in the avodah in the base of Mikdash. He says shel seir basela, the one for the seir, for the goat that's thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur, has to be one weight of basela. He says shel metzora b'shekel, the metzora is a much lighter one, and the metzora one is used like when he has the birds and he dips one like with the live bird. He dips in the dead bird's blood with the Azov and the Erez and Shni Tolat. So when talking about that Shni Tolat, so that piece of wool, that's just a shekel. Shel para, and then the paraduma, I have to also throw some red wool on the burning para, b'shtei slayim. Rabbi Chunya debrach chavrin, Rabbi Bob bar Zavda, b'shem Rabshim ben Achlafta, shel para b'shtei slayim umechza. He says, he disagrees. He says the para was 2 slime and a half. Some say 10 zuz. 10 zuz is 2.5 slime, but that was the way they heard from the Rebbeim, so he said it that way. All right, well, somebody has to mute themselves. Aaron Moshe, you have to mute yourself. All right, let me help him out. Let me mute him. One second. Let me mute him. Let me just mute everybody. Okay. All right, let's go further. Okay. Motar Shiari Lishka Chulei. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Tamid Chachamim, Hamalamdin Konim, Hilchot Shchita, Hilchot Kabbalah, Hilchot Zrika. Tamid Chachamim, who would teach the Konim the halachot of Shchita, if you're a Kohen, if you need to know how to shecht an animal, right? And or you, Hilchot Kabbalah, you have to know how to do the Kabbalah Saddam. He says, and Hilchot Zrika, how to do the Zrika. It's not so pashut. He says, Notlin Scharan mi Truma Nalishka. They would get their salaries also from Truma Salishka. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Radifa, B'Shem Rabbi Imi, Mevakra Mume Kachim, Notlin Scharami Truman Alishka. He says the people who inspect the animals for Mumin, for blemishes, would get their money from Truman Alishka. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tankum Barachia, B'Shem Rabbi Simloi, Magie Sefer Ha'azara, Notlin Scharami Truman Alishka. There's a question what the Sefer Ha'azara is, but one shot is it means it was a very Meduyak Sefer that was in the Azara, the base of Mikdash, and then they would correct the Sefer, and they would get money from Truman Alishka. Gil Bar Ben Yamin, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Asi, Shnei Dayanei Gzeilot, Notlin Scharan Mitruman Elishka. The 2 Dayanei Gzeilot means these were Dayanim, and they would be judging cases with Knas. That's the key. It doesn't have to be Daf Gzeilot cases, but cases involving Knas, they would be paid from Truman Elishka. This seems a little bit slightly far afield, because it doesn't seem to relate directly to the base of Mikdash. Let's see what he says here. He says, One minute. One minute. Yeah, 36. What he has here in the article, he has it in footnote 37. He says, the people who corrected the Sefer Torah and the two judges, unrelated to the function of the Beis HaMikdash, they were paid because these duties were very time-consuming, prevented those involved from seeking regular livelihood. It was incumbent upon the community to support them while they serviced them, and the court therefore instituted that the funds donated could be released for this purpose. That's all I have to say with this. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Shmuel Amar, Nashim Orgo Parochet, Notlin Scharan Mitruman Alishka. Shmuel says the women who would weave the parochet, which is the curtain in the Beis HaMikdash, which would be between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. So he says they get their salary from Trumas Alishka. Rav Huna Amar Mitrumat Betakabayat. Rav Huna said no, they get it from Trumas Betakabayat. Trumas Betakabayat is a fund for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Ma Palig, what's the point of dispute between these two opinions, whether it comes from the Trumas Halishka or it comes from Bet HaKabayit? Shmuel Avilei Kekorban. Shmuel treats the weaving of the parochet like a korban, like an offering of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Huna Avadla Kibinyan. He treats it like upkeep of the structure. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? All right, moving on.
Extensive job doing the parochas.
Was it a very long, time-consuming job? I don't know the answer to that. I do remember there was a Gemara that he said about how all the people would be taken to like carry the parochet and immerse it in a mikveh. You remember we had a Gemara like that?
But I'm saying, wouldn't somebody offer to do this for non-payment?
I don't know what to tell you. It could relate to what we said before, just like by the Sfichim. Remember, like, there was the machloket, whether we would permit somebody to do it, you know.
It can't come from private. It can be private. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Back in the Gemara, 10 lines to the bottom. Okay, everybody muted. Good. Okay, so Amr B'chizkia, Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, God Gadot, HaKetoret, V'chol Korbanot Tzibur, the Ketoret, which is the incest, and all the Korbanot Tzibur, by me Truman Elishka. That's so far good. Mizbach HaZahav, V'chol Klei Sharet, Bain Mimotar Nesachim. He says when it comes to the golden Mizbeach, means the upkeep for it, if it needs repairs, anything like that. He says, and all the clay sharet, they come Mimotar Nesachim from the leftover Nesachim. I should have repeated this before, but I did it once when we did the Mishnah. Is if let's say the Beis HaMikdash contracts out with a provider to give Nesachim, to sell people Nesachim, and then the price of Nesachim goes down. So now you have money left over. There's going to be extra additional money. He says, in other words, they paid him 400 for the year to provide people, and then the price of the oil, the wine went down. He says, Mizbacha Ola Vahecha Vahazarot. Now, here there's different girsas. We're going to do with the girsa that the Gra has. Mizbacha Ola Vahecha Vahazarot, the Mizbacha Ola, which is the outer Mizbeach, and the upkeep of the Hechal and the Azarot, which is the Kodesh Kadashim and the temple courtyard, bind me Lishkat Beta Kabayat. That comes from the Beta Kabayat. He says, Chutzla Azarot, but if it's Ayeris and Ushlaim outside the Azarot, bind me Shiari Lishka. It comes from Shiari Lishka. We'll see in a minute. Now, the Gemara is going to take it that Yerushalayim also has an aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, like you eat korbanot in Yerushalayim. So that therefore there's the rationale why the money could come from Shiari Elishka. Now the Gemara says Chutz La'azarot. Now the Gemara, let me see. I'm going to make the girsa right. One second. Chutz La'azarot. All right, this we said. One second. Okay, now, so we said Chutz La'azarot is buying, we're learning from Shiari Elishka. So the Gemara says Vahatani, but we learn in the Braisa, and again we have to correct the Girsa here, Yerushalayim Vatani Avnei Yerushalayim Olin Bahen. We learned the Braisa that the stones in Yerushalayim were subject to Me'ilah. He says, V'chiyesh Me'ilah B'shirayim. Now, if it's from the Shari Alishka, if the money from the Shari Alishka is being used for the maintenance of Yerushalayim, nevertheless, this price says you're subject to Me'ilah. We don't think you'd be subject to Me'ilah from Shari Alishka, that which is left over in Alishka. So the Gemara says, Kriv Meir, the Remeir Amar Molin B'shirayim. So the Gemara says that Brisa could go like Remeir. Remeir says there is Me'ilah with the Shirayim. Am Rebchia, Klumma Remeir, El B'toch Shnato. Remeir only said within the year of the donation. V'hach chutz Shnato An Kaimin. We're talking about it's even after the year has passed. So since the stones of Yerushalayim are subject to Me'ilah, we can't say they're coming from Shiari Elishka. So Rabbi Yehuda got Gadut. He's upgeschlacht. He's upgeschlacht on that. It can't be that it's coming from Shiari Elishka. If it's subject to Me'ilah, it's got to be coming from the Trumas Elishka, from Masyot HaShekel themselves, from the Trumas Elishka, not Shiari Elishka, from Trumas Elishka. All right, let's go further to the Gemara. Now let me go back. So we're up to Amar Rabbi Chizkiya. Let me find it. Okay, Amar B'chizkiya, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Gad Gadot. Rabbi Yehuda Gad Gadot taught the following braisa. He says, Hashulchan v'menorah v'mizbechot v'parochet ma'akvin in a korbanot, divrei Meir. That means the shulchan and the menorah and the altars and the parochet, if there's something amiss with them, they're not in the right place, or they're missing a piece of them, they're ma'akev the avoda. In other words, the avoda can't go forward. It's not acceptable if any of these things are amiss. He says, "V'chachamim omrim ein lecha ma'akev et korban ella." We have a kior v'akein, but the gra again changes this. But this gra is under Ot Beis, and it's not. it's in the Gilgan Hashas. He says it should be karkova karen. Karkova karen is this sort of decoration on the side of his mizbeach. And the krenot are those four horns, quote unquote, on the mizbeach. That's the only thing that's ma'akev the avoda. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, "V'lochein amr blaza of Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina treon amrin." But they both say, "Kol hein dechtiv nochach ma'akev." They say it seems like disagreement. They say whatever it says nochach, whenever the Torah says nochach, look. So the Torah says, "V'samta menorah nochach hashulchan." You put the menorah opposite the shulchan. So if it says nochach by one of the kelim, it's ma'akev the avoda. Seila ainu ma'akev. It says seila. It says shulchan titein al tzela tzafon. If it says seila, you put the shulchan on the southern end. It's not ma'akev. Va'amr b'shmu bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonatan va'filu seila ma'akev. He says even seila is ma'akev. Va'amr Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman va'filu sima ma'akev. Even if it says those samta, you'll put this here, puts it there. So here we had a statement earlier that it was just the only thing that was ma'akev was the Kranot Mizbeach and the Karkova Mizbeach, meaning if they're in a state of disrepair or they're not in the right place, it's ma'akev the avoda. Here we're having all these opinions that other things are ma'akev the avoda if they're not in the right place. So Amrib Chanina, Kan Bavoda Shebitim. These last three opinions, we're talking about the avoda b'fnim. The avoda takes place in the heichal, in the covered portion of the Beis HaMikdash. Then you have different opinions with ma'akev, like the menorah, the shulchan, and so forth. He says, kan ba'avodot shebechutz. The earlier statement about the mizbeach is talking about avodot shebechutz. So there, when it comes to avodot b'chutz, then it's only like with the Karen and the Karkov or ma'akev, the avoda. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did tonight so far? All right, let me end the recording. 1 second.